This is Steve Kosis with the Marie Drake Planetarium. I'm going to talk about the summer solstice and an interesting planetary alignment. So Tuesday, June 21st, is the summer solstice. It's the longest day of the year, and it's also when the rate of change of daylight is the least. After solstice, the days will start getting shorter, but the change is quite minimal. It increases to its maximum at the fall equinox, which is September 20th. Now, the reason for this solstice and also the reason for the seasons is the 23.5 degree tilt of the Earth's axis as it orbits around the sun. If we did not have that tilt, then there would be no seasons, and also the time of day and night would be the same all year. And that is actually the case at the equator. The time of day and night doesn't change through the year at the equator. Also at the equator, twilight is quite short. So if you're around the equator and there's sunset, make sure you have a headlamp because twilight is much shorter than it is here in the north. Now, the other interesting event is we're having a planetary alignment of the five planets known to the ancients. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will be visible in the southeast before sunrise, and they'll also be in their order in the distance from the sun. So from the horizon, we'll have Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in that order. And if it's too early for you to get up before sunrise, we're going to have that same alignment in December. So in December, the Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn alignment will be after sunset, which may be more convenient for some people. This is Steve Kosis with the Retrack Planetarium. We're doing public shows again. We will have a show on July 1st on the James Webb Space Telescope. The schedule is on our website at mariedrakeplanetarium.org. Thank you.